The Alter Rebbe is talking about the power of a yid that is able to be mevarer by learning Torah and picking up the halacha to just revealing it. That's like removing the questions from, as the Rai Mehemna says, from Sitra D'Rav, the part of the Klipas Noiga, and elevating so that we can reveal this. And the Alter Rebbe is going to explain now that who has that power? Only a yid has that power. That's why we say the Torah is Leba Shamayim. Why is the Torah given to us? Because those sparks that were put down in the Klippa, in order to verify them, you got to be connected to the Klippa. You cannot be Mevarer the Klippa if you're not connected to the Klippa. So Dafke Yid, who the Eibishter sends down into the body, which means his Neshama, is connected to the Klippa. He can work with the Klippa's Nega to elevate it, to bring it out. So that's why the Malachim, the Yonim, when they want to know what the Halacha is, they can't make the Halacha. Because they can't remove the block. They're separated from it. They're not there. So they can't. It's only a yid who deals with the Gashmizikid things. He has the power. And once he reveals it, oh, then the Malachim say, oh, now we know the Pshat too. The Nisham is in Oil Mesyan, we know. The ones above, they don't have the power to sort out and to elevate it from this that it fell from the breakage of the Klipas Noga. Elo hatachtoinim levad. Only the ones below. We, below, we can deal with it. They can't deal with it. Not because we're in a higher madrege, because we're in a low madrege. Lefi sheim uluboshi beguf chumri. Since they, mean the people, are dressed up in a materialistic body, which is called a mishcha dechivya meklipas noiga. It's the skin of the serpent, which comes from klipas noiga, which means our nefesh habahamis, our guf nefesh habahamis, comes from the klipas noiga. So when a yid, hey matishin koicho b'shviras ha-taibis, v'izkaf yisidrachra, they weaken the power of the klipas noiga by breaking their desires and subduing the other side, not giving in to their taivis, and that's the way they take klipas noiga and they subdue it. V'yisparduk kopoy le'oven. So all those that do evil, which is represented in the klipas, will be scattered, separated, and then we can take out the sparks. V'lochein, and that's the reason why boim ha'l'yoinim l'shmoy chidush ha'torim ha'tachtoinim. That's why the upper ones come to listen the novelties of Torah from the ones below. Mashe mechachim ha'megalim talumis ha'choch m'sho yikvushim b'goyel ha'madato. This that they are coming up, new, revealed, hidden of secrets of Chochmah, of the Torah, which they reveal, that was Kvushim Begola, that was captured. That was in Golos, Adata till now. Nobody knew the Halacha. Now, who is the one that is supposed to do it? Doesn't mean the biggest Talmud Chochem, it doesn't mean the biggest Rav. Every Yid can learn Torah and discover in Torah, V'chol Yish Yisrael. Every Jewish person can reveal the hidden wisdom. Princess Legalis Ulechadish Seichel Chodesh, to come and reveal a new idea. Hein ba'alochas, whether it's the lochas, hein ba'agodis, whether it's in the agadah, hein ba'nigla, whether it's in the revealed, hein ba'nista was in the hidden. Kvi b'chinas sheresh shmosi, based on the level of the root of his neshama, he is able to come up with insight. And he's actually obligated. He's actually mechuyev to complete his soul, to make his soul whole, by elevating all the sparks which have been fallen to your portion and to your lot, as known that every person has his sparks that he has to deal with. So therefore, it's your obligation, it's the person's obligations, to go ahead and sort out and elevate and come up to be able to take his sparks and elevate it. That's your part. That's each one's part. Says in the parentheses, V'chol divrei Torah b'frat bar halocha. Any words of Torah, especially when we talk about dvar halocha, words of halocha, he nitzutz me'ashchina. That is a spark from the divine. That is the spark of Hashem, because that is the word of Hashem. What is Hashem's word? Oh, Hashem's word is the halacha. So it malchus da atzilus ha malubesh es ha malicha
l'chokhma.
Yeah, no? Baruch Hashem, that's a lot of simchas. Yeah. So it malchus da atzilus ha l'chokhma da atzilus. Umalaboshim b'malchus di yitzira. The yard will clip as neg b'shir is a keli. So it means that when you come up with halacha and you figure out what the halacha is, then you're taking a spark. This is the Dvar Hashem. This is the Nitzus of Kedusha. This is the Shekhinah. And what you're doing is that you're elevating it and you're bringing it up to higher Madrege. And that's the Rebbe concludes here. He says, "Zeu shekosu b'gemora, kolo isik b'toira." That anybody who occupies himself in Torah, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Eibishter says, "Mali ani olof ki ilupu da ani v'ezbonem ben umusev gilidum." I count it as if he has redeemed me and my children are from amongst the nations of that worship. Which means the klippas are sort of encompassing and they are sort of surrounding all the Nitzutzes Kedusha, the Dvar Hashem. That's why it's in. And when a yid goes ahead and he learns Torah, so then he elevates it into the highest level.